Right about now, you are listening to the Legacy and Leadership Podcast, a show where we discuss living as a leader worth following, leading others to do the same, and in doing so, leaving a legacy for future generations. My name is Jimmy Gonzalez Jr., a learning and development professional and leadership coach, sitting down with my co-host, Anthony Devon Watts Jr., an expert contact center leader that has effectively led and developed dynamic teams with high motivation. Together, we have over 30 years' experience in the corporate game. Join us as we discuss our growth as leaders, share the lessons we've learned, and interview others to see how their leadership style was shaped as they were mentored by adversity. Well, hello, good people. This is your host, Jimmy Gonzalez, along with my co-host, Anthony Devon Watts Jr., a.k.a. Leadership Docent, a.k.a. Trey Deuce, also my little homie. We are very excited for this inaugural launch of our Legacy in Leadership podcast. For you today, we're really going to be discussing a couple of things, really just giving you, again, an introduction to the concept and hopefully what you're going to be able to get out of it and what we're going to be able to get out of this experience as well. So we'll be talking about why a podcast in the first place, what does leadership mean to each one of us? The thought about leaving a legacy, what does that mean as well? And then also what we hope to accomplish through this vehicle, this video podcast and this journey that we're going on. So thank you for our listeners. If this is the first time that you're coming across our video podcast, for those that have been supporting and encouraging us that we've been working and just in the lab getting ready, we thank all of you again for your support and for all of the love. And our hope and our wish is that we're able to provide some pearls, some wisdom, and you can get some nuggets as we talk about stories, experiences, and also as we learn from each other and as we learn from guests that we'll be interviewing along the way as well. So how are you doing today, my friend?
All things considered, I'm doing well, man. Had a little pre-production last minute audible that we had to work through. Uh-huh. But we got it all squared away and figured out, man. So yeah, I'm great, man. I'm in great spirits. I got the opportunity to kind of just spend the weekend here with little one man, and that was awesome and just kind of fulfilling for the spirit, man. And now I'm excited to get into this, man. I know this has been a long time coming, even if we didn't kind of know that this is where we were going to ultimately end up. I just think over our decade plus of just kind of knowing each other and our relationship, man, we've always talked about leadership and our passion and just challenging each other and what are we learning in order to grow in this space. Mm-hmm. So to be able to bring it to more people in this platform, man, it's super exciting. How about you, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. So I am a little tired. Obviously we've been preparing and we've been putting some work in over the last couple of months. I think that ratcheted up over the last probably 4 weeks, and then even more so over like the last 4 or 5 days as we're getting ready for the July 1st launch, right? The launch of the first mm-hmm. few episodes. So I was up late working on the intro for our podcast itself and, with some edits and going back and forth. I think both of us are really happy with how that came out for our viewers and listeners. I hope that, again, you guys feel the same way. Always feel free to leave some comments. Let us know what you think about the intro and just any thoughts and ideas that you have as we're having these discussions as well. But I'm feeling very rested. So the family and I were able to go on vacation this past week. Yeah, I went to Siesta Key here in Florida and just really enjoyed ourselves. Went to the pool a couple of days and went to the beach. So it was good. Again, very well rested. Did not open my work email once.
So that's a first. That seems like it's a first.
It really is. It really is. So I don't know how boss man is going to feel about that, but he didn't text me or anything like that. So it was all good, man. Again, really quality time with the family. So blessed about that. We were able to take our new puppy Letty with us as well. And she really had a good time as well. So yeah, it was good.
That's awesome, man. Awesome.
So as we get into, again, the inaugural episode, why a podcast?
Well, actually, it's funny because I was going to ask you kind of the same question. Like, I'm pretty sure as soon as we started promoting this stuff, and I'm pretty sure you kind of got the same thing. Like, people started hitting me up, right? And people were super excited. Hey, where can I find the information? Oh man, I've been looking forward to hearing something like this from you and from Jimmy. You guys have played a role in my development over the years, and just kind of all of that stuff, right? And then somebody actually hit me with the question, like, but why a podcast though, right? And so for me, like, if I just think about like why a podcast, one, I think the thing that I'm the most excited about is this platform allows us to expand our impact beyond just folks that are kind of in our direct sphere. Mm-hmm. I know that, over both of our careers, we've been fortunate enough to play a role in the development, personal and professional, of many, many, many people, folks that have gone off to do some phenomenal things and pursue their passions. And obviously those things are fulfilling. It's exciting. And so to be able to do that on a larger scale through the podcast platform has me excited. And I would also say, just a little bit selfishly, more than being able to pour into other folks, it's mm-hmm. Being able to expand kind of my knowledge base and kind of my areas that I can pull from other folks about leadership, right? So as we get into this and we start having other guests and we start engaging with a larger leadership community, there's going to be a whole host of folks out there that have had some just amazing dynamic experiences, that have succeeded and failed, that are going to be able to share those tidbits with us. And I'm looking forward to being able to learn from those things. So selfishly, I'm excited about that. What about you, man? Why a podcast?
Well, again, we've been friends for about 12 years now, putting a lot of work together. You know that I've talked about doing a podcast for a while.
Sure.
I've had, whether it was for work or through entrepreneurial efforts, just had different ideas and just never executed. I guess maybe just while they were good ideas, it just wasn't the right timing or really, that solid, purposeful idea that got us to where we're at right now. And also, I think, the fact that we're doing this together as friends, as brothers in Christ and just homies, to me, that just makes it even that much more special and impactful. But just like you mentioned, it's the opportunity to really allow ourselves to get our voices to the masses, at scale and share not just our knowledge, because we both are coming into this knowing that we definitely do not know everything. Nobody does, but we certainly know that and have that level of humility. But we have gone through some things. We've had some funny experiences, some very difficult experiences, and
for sure.
And heartbreaking experiences, that we feel we've learned from and that we can share with others to help them learn, through those stories that we tell. And like you mentioned, being able to bring other people on. So as you're listening, one thing that you're going to be able to get from this podcast as well, a specific series, is going to be what we call Mentored by Adversity, also MBA. So within those episodes, we're going to be bringing people on who, again, have either we know in the community or that we've met along this journey, but really hearing their stories about how their leadership style was carved out and how it was developed through adversity that they've gone through. So again, hence Mentored by Adversity. And I think both of us are really excited about, one, learning from each other as we have these conversations, which we've done for years, and then being able to learn from other leaders out there as we're hearing their stories and things that they've gone through. So those are all the reasons. And then I think one of the main things too that you and I, again, have spoken about for a few years now is we're both fathers. We both have families. And when we talk about leaving a legacy, this is a part of that. This is going to be out there in social media, within the internet forever. So being able to leave this type of information and these type of conversations, especially on the topic of leadership, for our children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, God willing, all of those things are just really meaningful to me, and it gets me excited when I think about the ability to be able to do something. So whether it's audio, video, recording, just again, sharing this journey with other people, and again, especially our family, for generations to come, is pretty cool.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well said.
So why a podcast? And I just mentioned it about legacy. When you think about that word legacy, what does legacy mean to you?
You know, I know I've kind of shared with you before, like, and it's probably not often that you hear people refer to words this way, but like, I'm truly enamored by the word legacy, mm-hmm. right? Like, I think it's a powerful word for a couple of reasons. One, it's not time bound, right? Like, legacy can refer to where you came from, what you're currently creating, and then what you are going to create. And so when I think about, just for me personally, what that means and just kind of this leadership arc that we've really been talking about for a decade plus that we're finally putting down now on video, right, is I know just how much of my leadership's, you know, my leadership view, my thoughts on leadership have been formulated by this legacy that I've inherited with that name, right? And all the lessons that comes with, and all of the failures, the successes, everything that my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather have gone through, achieved, overcome, failed at. But I also think about the legacy that I'm currently building, and you know, when folks reach out to me, and you know, maybe we worked together years back, or you know, we crossed paths a couple of years ago, and to see the impact that maybe one conversation has had on the trajectory of their life. And then also, you know, obviously with, you know, my son, you know, coming and, you know, 1 year old, like I really started thinking about, well, what is the legacy that I'm leaving for his future, right? And so legacy is just, I think, one of the most, you know, underrated, beautiful words, you know, that you can use to kind of talk about a journey. And talk about an impact, right? Is what is your legacy? And so, yeah, if I had to sum it up, man, it's past, present, and future all at once. And I think that's awesome.
No, I really like that thought about, you know, not being time bound. And that's really kind of the premise of this show, right? Is what you've gone through to currently live in that state of being a true leader, how you lead others and develop others to do the same, and then that legacy that you leave behind. I often think about something I've learned from, you know, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and thinking with the end in mind. And when that point comes, when, you know, we're no longer here and we've been called home, what are people going to think, to know? How are they going to feel about the person that was Jimmy Gonzalez Jr.? And again, what is that legacy that I want to be able to leave behind? You know, how do we touch people and be a positive influence in people's lives? That's really some of the things that I think about when I think about the word legacy itself. And again, you know, my kids, my family, and those that, I know the name. We talked about that as well. The name that I carry, and what that means to me when I look at my family, and I look at my father and what I've been able to learn from him. And then when I look at all 3 of my kids, but of course my son as well, who's my firstborn, and you know, we'll continue to carry that name on, and my 2nd and 3rd are girls, so we'll see what happens in the future. But regardless, that Gonzalez name is very special to me, and I want to make sure that I uphold the legacy that was left before me, and from my dad and my uncles and my family, and even from my mother's side as well. And how do I continue to push that forward in the process of growing, and then again, leading my family, and then leading people, whether it's in the workplace or in the community, to really become leaders themselves?
No, absolutely, man. It's crazy kind of, you know, you talked about like just that legacy and that impact and the upholding that name, right? Mm-hmm. Upholding that name. And as I'm just listening to you kind of talk about that, and I start thinking about legacy, and obviously, you know, what my name and my family name means to me, being the firstborn and the oldest. And we can have a whole separate conversation about that, about the weight of being the oldest, right? Mm-hmm. And what that entails. But, like when I think about it, I don't know why, but I feel like legacy sometimes just has this old connotation. Like it almost sounds like, something that's super dated, right?
Yeah.
And almost intangible. And we miss the fact, which is, it's a further thing from the truth, because we miss the fact that, like, everything we are doing right now is contributing to the legacy that we ultimately want to leave, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that thinking about that can be a bit weighty. You know, obviously, when you really take a step back and you're just like, well, damn, you know, like for me personally, right, I'm 30 years in the game. I got, you know, 30 years, 31 years of life that has already been written in terms of my legacy and the impacts I've been able to have on folks. But I also think that being aware of that and really having those discussions and being aware that you're currently contributing and the story's not finished gives you the opportunity, right, to write that ending that you ultimately want to leave, right? And I'm just thinking back to, you know, my family and just, you know, personally, I've seen people do that. I've seen people in my own family do that, where their legacy was going in one direction. And a moment of self-awareness, a moment of reflection, a moment of, you know, just challenging themselves and getting challenged by others that love them ended up steering that legacy into a wholly different direction, right? And so hopefully as we go through this process and, you know, for the folks that are listening, the goal is to not only let you kind of hear us kind of, you know, chew through these things and kind of talk through these concepts, but that you have the opportunity to kind of reflect on the legacy that you've already started to create for yourself and what that end goal is for you. And hopefully there are a litany of, you know, nuggets from our conversations and from the other folks that we pull in that are going to help contribute to you writing that ending that you have in mind for your future generations.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just talked about legacy. So when you think about the term leadership, mm-hmm. what are some key points for you? What does leadership mean? And what are some key points that you really feel make somebody a leader or can help somebody develop to be a leader?
Well, man, that's a really good question. One that I'm not surprised by. I knew that the question was going to come up about, you know, what is leadership? And I think because, like, just leadership and the concept of leadership is just so broad, it's so dynamic, and it can be, you know, it can be exemplified in a litany of roles, right? Like you're talking about, you know, leadership in your household, leadership, you know, at work, leadership, you know, your religious institution, right? If you're practicing faith, a leadership with your friends, leadership within your marriage and your relationship. There's just a lot of different dynamics, right? And so I was really chewing on this, and I was struck, fortunately, with an epiphany last minute. Can you hear that? Kai in the back.
I want to say shout out to Kai in the back. We are both dog owners. So
yeah. One time.
Yes. Apologize if you hear some barking going on.
Yeah. He's just excited. He knows I'm about to get to a great point.
He's your hype man back there.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Kai. Good looking out. but no, so I was chewing on this, and I was struck, you know, with just kind of the most simplistic way to explain it. And it was all thanks to Linux, because, you know, as you've seen from like my IG stories and stuff like that, that boy has a motor and a half. He is climbing everything, right? And he is stubborn as a mule. Like, he's stubborn as a mule. And so I'm sitting in his room today after breakfast, and he wants to climb on top of his toy box and climb on top of the windowsill, right? And he is determined to do that, come hell or high water. And so I walk into the room, I see him, right? And of course, the first thing that comes to mind is like, nah, man, you can't climb on the windowsill. Like, you're not about to fall, bust your head open, your mama come home, you know, it's all my fault. Like, nah, right? But I could just tell, like, he was driven by this, like, ravenous curiosity. He wanted to accomplish this, right? And so I was like, okay, well, how do I ensure that he's safe while he's doing these things. He's at least, let me be present so he can be safe. Mm-hmm. And as I'm kind of going through this thought process of just kind of parenting my, you know, my son and, negotiating with myself, because, you know, obviously he wasn't talking back, right? But it really struck me that, like, I think leadership at its very core is about creating a space for curiosity and growth to exist while ensuring safety, right? In every facet of it, like the way that I can just think about it, in every aspect of it, whether you're leading in your organization, where you're leading your relationship, where you're leading, spiritually, whether you're leading with your children, right? It comes down to creating a space where there can be curiosity and growth, and it's done safely. Mm-hmm. And I think if you do that as a leader, if you check all those boxes, I really don't think you can go wrong, because there's a lot of skills and all the other stuff that kind of feeds into that, right? Whether it's, you know, about empowering and delegating and empathy and emotional intelligence and just all of these things, right? That, you know, you can read books and books and dissertations on, but it all comes down to really, for those that I've been entrusted to lead, right? Am I creating a space for them to be curious, to aid in their growth, and to do so safely? And so that's what leadership is to me.
So when I hear you mention those things, you know, I already had kind of a few words that came to my mind. Number one is being a servant. You know, you're willing and looking to serve and to help people. And even in what you just said, you know, creating that space and allowing people to be creative and to learn, you're doing so in a way that, again, you're trying to help them, which leads me to the other word, which is humility. Because it's not about me. I'm not trying to lord my authority or my position over people. Again, I'm coming at it from a space where I'm here to help, and thinking more about the other person than I'm thinking about myself. And I think when you do those things, you mentioned in trusted, when you're going through that process, there's a level of trust that is built with you and your family, your team, again, whatever that space is. And because of that trust, that allows there to be influence in that other person's life, in that team's life. You know, so definitely, again, being a servant, humility, and then with those things, as you're building trust, it gives you that opportunity to influence somebody. And really sometimes even to help them to recognize things within themselves that they don't see there. You know, because when you talk about being creative and, you know, maybe even putting yourself in a situation that's uncomfortable because you're learning. You talked about your son, right? So they can be very, what's the word I'm thinking about? They can just be very unafraid. Like they don't know necessarily the harm and danger that's around there. But as they get older and they become teenagers and things start to change and they learn more about the world, there's, you know, some of that fear. Even as adults, we still have that. So in providing that safe space, you're also allowing people to recognize that, again, they can learn, they can make mistakes, they can put themselves out there again in a space that they don't have to worry about criticism or somebody making them feel bad about a mistake or about their thoughts or their ideas. You know, there's always going to be maybe suggestions along the way, but again, doing so in a safe space. So,
yeah. It's kind of crazy too, because like I know me kind of having that thought process, that epiphany based off of just my interaction with Lennox today. Like the first thought that came to mind after I kind of came to that conclusion was like, well, damn, I wonder if people feel like I'm saying that you have to, like, leadership is like treating people like children, right? And then I started thinking about that connotation, and then it kind of bothered me a little bit, because I feel like when somebody says, like, well, don't treat somebody like a child, like, I feel like that's a reflection of kind of your values or what you feel parenting is, right? If you think it's just solely reprimanding and scolding, then, yeah, I can see why I would have that negative connotation, right? But when I think about parenting, when I think about the level of patience, the level of empathy and understanding, the level of teaching that I'm willing to do, you know, with a child, because I understand that they're curious and they have a million and one questions. Like my oldest, Gio, there's times I will be sitting up there. I am trying to multitask. I am working, right? He knows that is working, right? But he wants to ask me, you know, when did the dodo bird go extinct? Is the dodo bird older than dinosaurs, or did it come after the dinosaurs? Who killed the dodo birds, right? All of these questions, literally, this is a true-to-life conversation that happened like 2 weeks ago, right? He's just like bubbling over with all these questions because he just got exposed to the fact that dodo birds were a thing, that they're extinct. And so he's trying to rationalize the concept of extinction and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And the level of patience, of understanding, of care, of, okay, this is important to you, let me teach you, like that I demonstrated in that situation, right? Because he is a child, he's my child, right? I feel like if people had a better view of what parenting is, you wouldn't take as much offense to somebody saying that you need to, you know, treat them the way that you would a child, right? And so it's not a reflection of intelligence or maturity as much as it is for you. It has nothing to do with them. It has 100% to do with you and how you approach the situation. Because I can tell you, if somebody was 35 years old at 1 o'clock in the morning, asked me questions about dodos when I'm trying to look over this P&L and come up with this new financial structure, there's no empathy or patience, right? They're like, hey, fam, what you talking about, man? Like, you want some other stuff, man. Leave me alone.
You right? want to hear about a dodo bird right now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, extinction, I'll show you extinction, right? So, again, I just think that as soon as I came to that conclusion, it just made me more affirmed, more assured in where I ended up landing on just kind of my personal view of leadership. Again, yeah. Creating a space for people to be curious and to grow and to do it safely.
Yeah, there's a certain level of care that comes along with being a parent, right? And I really like, you know, just how you broke that down, because it's not, there's a lot of great things about being a parent and treating someone like a child or a youth or someone who you are entrusted with and you're trying to help develop, right? And teach them some things. Again, there's just a very strong level of care that comes along with that. That's good. That's good. Strong word, man. So we discuss why we elected to do and start a podcast. We kind of ran down, you know, the thought about legacy and why it's so important to us, the word itself and what it means. And then it kind of gave a synopsis on leadership and what leadership means to us as well. As we continue to go through this journey, what is it that you hope to accomplish? Knowing that even though we've kind of had some conversations, it really started with a text, hey, let's start this podcast.
For sure.
You know, will you do this podcast on leadership with me? And you saying yes, and just kind of starting from there. So what is it that you hope to accomplish as we go through this journey?
Well, I think you did a good job of just kind of touching on the legacy component, right? You know, to know that, you know, my kids, God willing, their kids and their kids and kids, and look back, you know, after the robots have taken over the world, they can look back and just be able to hear kind of our philosophy on our learnings on leadership, who we are as people. To be honest with you, I feel like, you know, we're talking about leadership and it is a very specific box for a reason, right? Because we've been blessed enough to have opportunities and be entrusted to lead, in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. I'm 31 years old. I got my very first leadership position at 19. So it, literally the entirety of my adult life, I've been responsible for, the well-being of others, right? But as much as, you know, this platform and these conversations are about giving people insights into what we believe on leadership in my family and our future generations is more about them getting insights into me. You know what I mean? There's gonna come a point in time where, Grandpa Devon ain't got it like he used to, and maybe, all I can do is watch TV, and I'm not really for the long-winded run in my mouth, right? Obviously, future generations, I won't be around to just shepherd and to love on, but they can look back and they can connect directly to their ancestry and not just, use ancestry.com and click a leaflet and find out that I own property somewhere, right?
Yeah.
But actually hear my words, hear my thoughts, see their family members that maybe their elders when they were little kids, just kind of all of those moments. And so that's really what I'm hoping to get from the podcast and from this platform. And obviously, you also know the way that I'm wired. I do anything, when we do anything, we don't do it half-assed. And so we're going to put full effort into this because we know that if you took the time to seek us out, to go to YouTube, go to Spotify, go to Apple, click play, listen to our words, provide feedback, you've entrusted us with being able to pour into you and shepherd you through your own leadership walk, wherever you're at in your life, right? And so we don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly. Jimmy does not take that lightly. And so because of that, you'll see that reflected in the effort and the preparation and just kind of, what we give folks on this platform. So yeah, I'm not trying to do this half-assed. And so whatever that brings, I am game for. And I am hopeful, hopeful and prayerful that this will blossom beyond belief. But if at the end of the day, if the only thing we're able to accomplish from this is that our family, my generations, have a repository to go back and learn more about me and the man I am and what I value, and to know that I did the best damn job that I could in setting up our family for future generations, I'll count that as a win then.
Absolutely. I want to say at the basic level, but that's not even basic, again, because of what our families mean to us. But that really is the genesis and the starting point is, we had a conversation. I've really kind of, it dawned on me and I had to digest it, listening to Gary Vee and, just how he goes about his business and recording everything. And again, just how, I remember, I think we were in your office and I was talking to you about some things that I heard listening to his podcast and just really thinking, man, with social media and these different platforms that we have today, it really is a great opportunity, again, to be able to leave a piece of you, out there for future generations. And why not take advantage, if you have that opportunity to do so. So that's definitely one thing that, again, I know both of you and myself are really geeked about, and seeing how this continues to go.
For sure.
Hopefully, being able to inspire people. I've been having conversations even recently with a group of young men and hearing one of them, talk about how they don't necessarily consider themselves a leader. And I didn't necessarily see them that way. I mean, yeah, there's opportunities for growth as there is for all of us. But being able to inspire young men like that and women, inspire folks to really see there's opportunities for themselves, no matter what spot they're in. Because, it's not about the title, right? It's just about, again, yourself, about creating that safe space, about your humility, about your ability to be able to influence others. So hopefully having an opportunity to inspire people to grow in their leadership, share stories, like the little one that you just, you told a little while ago about Lennox and him getting into things. I think that's a great way to help people learn and for folks to be able to receive information. Both of us, I continue to do so now, but you've definitely spent time in the learning space from a corporate perspective. Mm-hmm. And storytelling is big, being able to, again, share a message and create a picture in somebody's mind with those words, I think is powerful. And then educate, being able to educate people, again, through our stories and our experiences, but also allowing us to be educated by each other as we're having these conversations, And then again, as we're bringing on other guests in the future and hearing about how they've grown through adversity and how they've grown into the leaders that they are today. So inspiring, sharing, and being able to educate are things that I'm hoping that we're able to accomplish. And you said something as well, man. You know, we are entrusted, right, with this time of, you know, 30 to 45 to maybe 60 minutes, depending on how much we're talking on that particular day. But hopefully the people that, you know, are encouraged by the fact that we're about to do something and launch this podcast, and the people that don't even know us that hopefully find us in the future, we want to be good stewards of that time. We want to be good stewards of that opportunity. So we do not take this lightly. We're a bit of perfectionists as well. And, you know, we want to make sure that we deliver good content, that we deliver good product, and something that hopefully is going to allow you that provide that desire for you to continue to come back and hit play and listen, and not just listen, but share and subscribe. And making sure that if this is providing you with something, know that it came to you as it was on its way to somebody else. You know, right. So always take that information, take those nuggets, right. And share that through conversations with other people. But again, also share the podcast itself with people along the way. We always will definitely appreciate the love from that respect.
Absolutely.
So yeah, man. So. You know, I think we've done a good job of really giving folks out there an opportunity to have a better understanding of why the podcast in the first place. And then the video aspect, right? Because it's not just something that we're doing for audio, but providing that visual component. Again, from a learning perspective, I think there's a lot of different things that we're going to be able to do in the future. You know, that this gives us that opportunity to make it even more impactful, you know, from the learning itself. We talked about, again, legacy and leadership and how profound those words are and what they mean to us. And then, you know, just sharing a little bit about what we hope to accomplish. I love the story, again, about, you know, about your son, Lennox, and that boy is just too cute, man. Those cheeks.
Thank you.
I haven't seen him in a while besides, you know, on Instagram. So I definitely I'm looking forward to that next opportunity that we're able to actually hang together. But just, you know, talking about being able to be entrusted with somebody and their growth and how you're caring for them and teaching them. To me, that was pretty profound, you know, as you talked about how you see leadership, you know, from that perspective and, you know, how those things have really been new to you, you know, as you've been, you know, raising Geo and then having Lennox over the last year or so. So I definitely appreciate you sharing that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's, I think that's the beauty of this entire process, to be honest with you. And if, you know, other leaders are out there listening and you're early on in your walk, or, you know, maybe you're the grizzled vet and you've seen it all and you've done it all. And if you're doing the process right, you're constantly growing and evolving as a leader, right? Like the situation on the ground is constantly changing. There's new information and you just have to be open to that and looking for those opportunities. Just kind of pull those nuggets out and say, well, hey, what I believed was the most effective way to handle this situation, you know, 2-3 years ago is not valid or relevant right now. Or how can I add something new to my arsenal? Yeah, it's crazy because, again, in a moment where I wasn't even really thinking about leadership or anything like that, I really was thinking, please don't let this boy fall because his mom is not going to let me hear the end of it, right? And when I was thinking about that, and then I'm just sitting there as he's climbing all over me, like, I just had that epiphany, and I really believe it would not be possible if I had not already created a discipline for myself. Just being open to learning and pulling from whatever experience that I go through in life, and being able to internalize it, reflect on it, and add it into my tool belt. So yeah, I'm glad that you found some value in it. You know, it felt like you know, it was worth sharing for sure. And you know, again, you know, I'm open to see what else this kid's going to teach me over the rest of his life. Because I know the lessons will be coming fast.
Yeah. So you've mentioned it a couple of times, that you're 31. So I call you my little homie. At 43, you mentioned that, you know, your first leadership role in corporate America was at the age of 19. And my first real leadership role, I was also 19. That's when I had my first son, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, that's true. Yeah.
You know, it's
honestly, that's the most serious role too.
Oh.
Boy, let me tell you what, if you mess up on that annual evaluation with that.
It is definitely the, I always tell people, it's the best role that I could ever have, you know, in life. And oh, yeah. And yes, I've actually done a 360 review with my family before. So yes, getting feedback from your family about how, you know, how good is dad actually doing?
I need you to rate me from 1 to 4. What are my skills and my competencies? I'm going to chart that out.
Hey, but that's real talk. I really have done that before.
Oh,
but I think it's you know, it's important. Just the same way that we do that in a workspace, man, it's important to do that within your family. But I've learned and I've grown so much by watching them, you know, as they've grown and as they've developed and the mistakes, you know, that I've made, really raising our two oldest children, which are, they're both young adults, 22 and 19 right now, you know, within our 20s, my wife and myself, and still growing and learning about myself. And there was a lot of mistakes, but again, through those mistakes, being able to learn from those, and, you know, take that forward as we have our youngest, who is 13 now. And, it's just an amazing journey, you know, being a parent and again, what you're able to learn and accomplish as you're teaching, as you're making mistakes and learning from that. And then just even what you learn from them as you watch them grow and learn and make their own mistakes and how they handle situations. So yeah, it's been a lovely opportunity just to be a dad, right? A week or so after Father's Day.
Hey, shout out all the fathers. Shout out all the fathers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what we want you to do, hopefully, again, if you found even a sliver of just good information and something that you can really take away for yourself, please hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to us on our podcast platforms, our streaming platforms, and definitely make sure that you're subscribing to our YouTube channel. Again, we'd love for you to continue to ride this ride for us. So like the episode, subscribe to the channel, and make sure that you continue to share, you know, with friends and family that are out there as well. You could also find us on Instagram. Again, the Leadership and Legacy Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and on Facebook. But the main thing that we want you to do is you know, subscribe to us on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, and make sure that you're following these channels. So that is our inaugural episode one. Our inaugural episode.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I got to bring our dog Kenny Hall. Ooh, 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 ooh. We did it.
The dog pound. as we end this and really, you know, look to the next episode, for those folks that are listening, just so you have an idea of what to expect, really the next couple of episodes, we are going to be interviewing each other and asking ourselves some questions. Again, more diving into leadership, but how we've grown, how we've developed, and how we've gotten to this point. We definitely thought that it was important to allow ourselves to talk a little bit about those things and give all you listeners out there an opportunity to learn a little bit more about us individually along the way. So looking forward to that. That is going to be episode number 2. I believe I'm up first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Leadership Servant is going to be interviewed. And then we'll be following that up with episode 3, which is myself, Jimmy Gonzalez, interviewing again, Anthony Devon Watch Jr., a.k.a. Leadership Docent, a.k.a. Trey Deuce, a.k.a. my little homie, and hearing more about his story and how he's gotten to this point in his short lifespan. You're still a young buck, man, 31. Killing me.
I ain't got the grace haven't come in just yet.
I don't, people tell me. Bones. People tell me I don't look 43, so
no, not at all.
I'm blessed. I get it from my mama. Got good genes from both of my parents. So, and staying focused on your health is also important. It helps for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Any last words?
No, just thank you. Thank you to our listenership, our viewership, and I'm excited for this journey and what the next episodes I have to offer.
Cool. Rage on that beat, going crazy.
You have just listened to the Legacy and Leadership Podcast, hosted by Jimmy Gonzalez and Devon Watts. Thank you, and we hope that you live, lead, and leave a legacy worth remembering. Until next time.